Here's the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy. On the worksite, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch. Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Good news, Jane Kennedy's back.
Oh, listen.
And I expect a full report on my desk pronto.
I shall do that
for you,
Nick.
What have you been up to? We'll get to the bottom of that.
We will. We've got some World Cup news, a bit of a wrap-up, and an update on the Mexican soccer team.
And their prostitutes.
Well, and their,
no,
and their ladies of the night.
It's a touching World Cup story.
There's a bit. I'm also going to touch on Uber, because I had an experience last night that I just want to find out if other people are having the same issue.
I look forward to getting involved in this conversation. Something is going on down in Uberland. We want to know if you agree. Hey, special guest Alex Rance, Richmond Alex Rance will be coming in. He's got
all
a children's book
guy
out. We love him. We love his work in the community.
And we're going to talk about books as
children's
kids
books
that we read.
Do you remember your first children's book? What was it that inspired you as a youngster? Yep.
Hey, Trump and Kim Jong-un, what's going on there?
Did you just have a stroke in the middle of saying Kim Jong-un?
I know I did.
Or did you attempt it with an accent? What did you do?
I probably did something that is very embarrassing and try it with an accent. But Trump has sealed the deal, we think.
With a trailer?
Yeah, a movie trailer.
We're going to play it.
Okay.
A movie trailer.
Oh,
what else would you do? He's pumped his own tyres.
Yeah, we've got it.
We have got that. Malcolm Turnbull will be on the show today.
Yes.
His good friend Lawrence Mooney is also coming on, and he's going to look at music lyrics.
All right, I'm looking forward to that. Mick Coyne, eight to go. We're going to get a couple off today, no doubt.
And some crazy open for inspection real estate news. A story hit the papers this week.
We're going to take your calls, take your tweets, so much more, but let's start at the top and welcome Jane Kennedy back to the big program.
Just a minute.
You were missed yesterday.
I don't think so. I want to thank Limo for warming up my seat.
He did a good job. He was a bit rude about you, but I thought...
No, you know what? I did hear a bit of the show.
Did you?
I'll have you know.
All right.
And I heard the way that you were very disparaging about my one day off in about 8 months.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
You phoned it in a couple of times.
Excusez-moi.
What were you doing?
To be honest.
Yes.
I was on mum duty.
On mum duty.
Nice. And sometimes you just...
You're like a superhero, aren't you?
No,
I'm
not a superhero.
You can appear as Jane Kennedy and then all of a sudden you go in change and you're back into super mum.
Oh, look, it was a special day
for a
couple of my kids.
So what did you do?
Well, my grade six twin boys have a very special event. It's part of their big thing in grade six. It's called Night of the Notables. And you rock up dressed as one of your heroes, someone you admire.
Oh, that's great.
And then it's like you set up a little exhibition stand in a hall.
Like a store.
And then you've got information. And people come up and they ask you and they question you about your life.
Oh, right.
And so...
I'm intrigued.
Right, okay.
I know you've... Right, this is you and Rob Sitch involved here. What?
Well, we're not involved. This is the DNA.
Well, that's the DNA.
Yeah,
that's the DNA. That's the background info that you need. And then you've got these two twin boys.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Who did they decide?
Okay. Well, one went as Vincent van Gogh, the
artist.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I'm going...
With no ear? Yeah. Earless?
Yeah, I sent him along with a bandage, left ear, with a bit of blood seeping through.
That's awesome.
Gold. I've seen the picture. It's brilliant.
He did a ripping job, and we might have done a little sunflower painting together. But you're not... Parents weren't supposed to help. I didn't help. I guided, but he looked great. Then my other son went as Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone?
Gold.
Well, of course, Gabe, you would know, yes.
You
know too, Mick.
Astrophysicist.
He is an astrophysicist. You know, here's an interesting, interesting. Well, he's Black American guy, and my kid's pretty pasty white like me.
Sure.
So it wasn't a question that was asked. Mm. But he did say, Mum, how do I dress as Neil? And I said, well, he wears those great ties, like the galaxy. We'll put a suit on you, maybe a mo.
A big mo. You've got to go. I've seen the photo.
Yeah, and he just said, well, do I go as a black guy? And I said, whoa, back it up.
Yeah.
No, you
innocent
don't.
Innocent question.
Innocent question.
A legitimate question for a child to ask.
And this guy's his hero. And I said, no, it's not cool to do that, dude, anymore. And thank goodness we live in 2018 and we don't. But I do understand if people questioned it.
Times have changed.
Yes, they have somewhat. Especially when we're talking about books that we first read years
ago.
Can I just tell you some of the other characters there? We had Michelle Obama and we had Frida Kahlo, who is the Mexican artist, a woman with the monobrow.
Right. Frida from Emma.
The girl, no, it's Frida, the girl who did it. And she has all the flowers in her hair, that Mexican look. She did it with an accent. I mean, these kids were pretty amazing.
They've gone the whole hog.
Coco Chanel, Elon Musk.
Musk. Yep. How was he? Was he a little nutbag?
He was a South African nutbag. And an Alexander Fleming, the inventor of penicillin.
Oh, yeah.
That's
gold.
That's brilliant.
The kids love it. I went to one of those recently, and the one kid was supposed to be Einstein.
Yeah.
But he just looked a bit more like Joseph Fritzl. I was hard. I couldn't get it out of my head.
Joseph Fritzl.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
Idea. We were starting to laugh about what costumes you would go as.
I was
trying.
Well, I have never. I was saying this. We had the conversation. I was saying to you, I've never been to a costume party ever dressed as someone in particular. But then I remembered I did Saddam Hussein in Cracker Jack.
Oh, you
so
did too.
We had a fancy
and
dress party.
And it's uncanny.
And it I did is. A scene with John Clark as Elvis.
Well, that would
it's
be
one of my
amazing.
Favorite. It's, if you just tune in at that moment, it's bizarre TV.
Well, I'm thinking what we could go as a couple.
Oh, so Fred and Rosemary West.
Of course. They're always up for a good laugh.
Dave, you ever done it?
I've never. I can't think I have. No, I don't think I have. As a cowboy, I've done a few cowboys, but that's about it.
Well, there's some good characters out.
Isn't it? It is a bit.
Were the kids great? Did they have a good day?
They did. Was proud as punch and
good on you,
they
Jane.
Were terrific. Yeah,
well, hey, well, I'll tell you what. If you reckon you've been to one of these, your kids have been to one of these. If you've got anything,
I have
that can
those.
Top
book week.
Neil
you'd
DeGrasse
have you know
Tyson.
Great people as well.
Give us a bell. 133353.
All right, 133353. It is Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to the new Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries.
Come on,
good, better Bosch.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy is back on the show with Mick Malloy.
What,
Kennedy Malloy.
What party were you at?
What are you saying? I just turned the mics on. What happened?
A Caligula party?
No, it was a toga
about?
Party. And
we all went a bit Caligula. Is that what you're saying?
It was the first time I'd seen a film like that. Caligula was playing.
So what were you
shout out to Nick. Whose house it was?
Oh, you remember? Like a stick night or a fancy dress party?
No, it was a.
That's a borderline porno.
Yeah.
No, it was
Caligula.
A party.
Peas in the bowl.
So you've gone to a toga party. And
I was about 18.
You've gone to a toga party, popped on Caligula.
I didn't pop it on.
Lie back on the chaise lounge with a bunch of grapes, didn't you? What were you doing, woman?
I was about 18.
Right.
It was just what you did in the day, isn't it?
It'd be terrible if your kids came to you and said, what are you going as to your fair? What are you going to school tomorrow? Oh, Caligula, mum. Yeah.
Well,
get back in your room.
Not far off the mark if we go to some of our callers.
Hey, well, did you tell me a funny – was there a funny one?
Oh, one of the boys at Night of the Notables is this great Asian boy. And he went as Steve Irwin.
Oh, see, I just want to see that.
He was cracking.
Good on him. Good on everyone. That sounds like a great thing for kids to do.
Yes.
Immerse themselves in someone other than themselves. We asked you casually – before the song, have you done it yourself? Have you dressed as anyone famous? Lucas is on the line. Who'd you dress as, Lucas?
I was about 17 years old and went to a Come As Your Hero party. I went as John Holmes, the porn star.
Oh.
John Holmes, the porn star, who apparently, by all reports, had a massive wang.
Oh,
like,
did he?
Pretty
I can't
much.
Say I've inspected one of those films he's done.
Wasn't there at the Caligula party?
No, it wasn't.
Look, if you're going to be compared to a porn star, it'd be better with your pants off than fully dressed.
I used a body-coloured stocking and a couple of inserts from a paper towel.
All right. It's not the Curiosity Show. We don't have to.
Where is it,
Lucas?
What did he do?
Crikey,
I don't
know.
You had some stockings down your trousers,
I see. Thanks, Lucas.
Mate, he's got a salon. I could go as Ron Jeremy. I reckon I could do.
Actually, you could. You just need a bit of a mo.
And
something down below.
How dare you?
You're a lot less sweaty than Ron, too. Yeah. Quite the pasty.
I can wear my Crocs. He turned up at my party. Ron Jeremy turned up at my party in tracksuit pants and Crocs.
Yep.
I think he was...
Smelling of talcum powder.
He was trying to crack on to me.
What?
I think so.
Crikey. Yeah. Jeez. All right.
Okay. No, he wasn't. He wasn't at all.
Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah, how you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Nick, what have your kids dressed up as?
Not my kids. It was me. Yeah. So it was just my me, my younger brother, my older brother, when we were all in year six, just at different year levels. I was Alfred Hitchcock. My younger brother went as Sir Les, like full dressed up, fat suit and loose, you know, sort of loose unit then. And my older brother, probably the more controversial one, which was more of a infamous than a famous, was Hitler.
Oh, now, wow.
If a kid can't dress up as Hitler, what's the world going
to I would suggest that you couldn't go dressed as Hitler in dress-ups today. Look what happened to Prince Harry.
No, 100% agree with you, but just at the time it was
That's
my parents
funny.
Sort of let us go as what we wanted, and it was more... I think my brother at the time was more or less of a famous person and more well-known people.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was...
Hey, Nick, you went as Alfred Hitchcock, were you a little fatty, little fatty boombo, were you?
I am, and I still am today. I was a prop playing rugby going to Melbourne High School.
Good for you, mate. Well done, Nick. It sounds good. I like the brothers all getting together and having a go. Jody, who did you go as? Or is it someone else?
Oh, it's my kids, my triplet kids.
Oh, triplets?
Oh, wow.
Oh, give her a prize.
Hats off to you, Jody.
Prize pack for you.
Prize pack for you, Jody.
Curl bananas.
What did you send them as?
Okay, my daughter went as Lady Diana, Princess Diana.
Wonderful.
Okay.
My first boy went as Ole Kirk Christensen, the maker of Lego, founder of Lego.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting, yes. Yeah.
They were into Lego at that stage.
Yep.
And the other one went as Jim Henson, the...
Jim Henson. Muppets.
Jim Henson, beg your pardon, the Muppets, yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
You got an eclectic bag there.
Jody, that's one princess outfit.
Yeah.
Or one Danish outfit.
Yeah.
And Jim Henson was bearded up.
Who's
Did that
a big
happen?
Beard.
Yeah, we had a beard. We made it out of something from the $2 shop.
Like, they come in handy, those shops.
Cobweb sort of thing.
I was going to say it'd be like a sweatshop round at your place night before, wouldn't it?
It is about.
Everyone, get the Husqvarna out of
Sounds
everyone.
Good, Jody. Well done.
Well done. We like it. Tony, what did you go as?
How you going? A bit over 30 years ago, I went to a bad taste party. Dressed as a dingo, and my wife, now wife, went as a baby.
With the
full paper mache head of it with a dingo and the teeth, and put up a hairy suit with a tail and wrapped her up in white cloth and threw paint all over her.
Ah, good stuff.
And you can imagine the time of year that timing was too.
Yeah. Tony. It seems bad taste now. I can't imagine what it was like 30 years ago when it was piping hot everyone was engrossed in that story.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The ball's dangerous. Oh! Can you believe it? He's done it again. Another golden moment in World Cup football.
Kennedy Malloy's World Cup Update.
Wow. All right, here we go.
Yes,
the big one. It's Russia's World Cup.
Mm.
And historically, and this is one I'm kind of sad about this,
but
this is the first one without Sepp Blatter.
Oh,
I mean,
how disappointing.
I hope it doesn't get overrun with corruption or anything or fall into the hands of the wrong people, because this will be a test. He's had some absolute beauties over the years, Sepp Blatter, but here he goes. Now, we haven't kicked a footy yet, but already the stories are coming across our desks. You were away yesterday, Jane, when we broke it on this program, that the Mexican team, 2 weeks out after a friendly with Scotland, were busted at a party with 30 prostitutes.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked.
Mick,
now,
what are you saying to me?
Well, it's a lead-up. It's 2 weeks out. They should know better than that. The first question that came into my mind was obviously the big one. I hope they weren't Scottish prostitutes. I hope they were Mexican. Mexico good, Scotland bad. I use the Miss Universe rule.
Oh, really?
Anyone who goes well at Miss Universe, hello, they're up there.
I'm thinking.
I mean, this is hardly a story, don't you think? I mean, some of these, I know the Mexican players, some of them have been known to see prostitutes at half time. In fact, one of their players was red carded in time on.
Really? They didn't let the team down. It was 24 hours they played with them.
24 hours they played with them. This is one for the FIFA Ethics Committee. This is my favourite quote. This is the one for the players.
Yeah.
The unidentified insider asked why their partners had not been at the party. told the reporter, because they wanted to be a bit naughty. Why else would they need 30 escorts?
Sure.
I mean, argue with that logic, Jane.
Well, it's very truthful. They don't want to muck around there. No, they had the night off without their wives and girlfriends.
Yeah. Mm.
They're in Loch Lomond. Actually, they were, yeah.
It was a bit of fun, isn't it?
It was a bit.
I mean, it's harmless fun.
All good, yeah. Calmless fun.
No one got hurt. It's all part. So it's only once every 4 years.
Exactly. Well, let's hope it makes them play better.
They want to win now.
They'd want to win.
That's what happens. If they win, they're
the heroes of the world.
It was the perfect preparation.
Yeah. It was.
If not,
they're still good for them.
What else have you got?
Well, I would like to talk about the Spanish coach.
Julen Lopetegui.
Because I've been struggling to pronounce his name. Julen. It's not how you...
I was just going to go with Julio Iglesias.
Julen Lopetegui.
He was sacked 2 days.
What?
Before opening match. So he's just been sacked from Spain.
For?
That's amazing.
Not hiring enough prostitutes.
That's it.
They've replaced him with former Spain defender Fernando Hierro.
Oh, you'll have a crack at that one.
I will, and I think I did that very nicely, very well. I'll have you know. But that's a big deal, isn't it, to sack your coach 2 days before, just thinking.
Yeah, I would have thought so. That's...
I don't know
who,
why.
Who was that? The Spanish team, they'll be right up there.
They would be right up there. What was the coach's name again?
Oh, this one.
Yeah. Julen Lopetegui.
Yeah.
Julen.
People think that's you doing that at home, Dave.
Hi, it's
Julen Lopetegui.
Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, another update.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams
has
been slammed.
This is an incredible story.
Because he's been invited to sing at the World Cup opening ceremony, but people think that's blood money.
Accused of accepting money from a murderous dictator, that being Putin, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm guessing it must be true. I'm looking forward to that.
If you're taking blood money, they do realise this is coming from English quarters. They realise they've set their football team there, don't they?
Well, that's what I was about to say. What the hell?
It's okay for them to support a murderous regime, but all of a sudden...
Just ignore them, Robbie. Sing your heart out.
I'm just more concerned that you'd go all the way to Russia and have to sit there and listen to Robbie Williams for...
Oh, no. Williams will rock that stadium and be great.
Oh, come on. I'm not a favour generally of this, but on this one occasion, I wouldn't mind sending in those hooligans. Attack the stage! Attack the stage
I'm
now!
I'm looking forward
quick,
to it. Do you think they'll have a good, like, Moscow? Oh, yeah. Do you think there'll be a good sort of...
Oh, the opening ceremony.
Yes.
I reckon there'll be that...
Reckon it's going to be a boomer.
Do you reckon there's going to be some of that big pant dancing?
I think so. That's with arms
what
crossed.
What do you call those guys? Cossacks?
Yes, Cossacks.
Yes, a bit of...
That's
bit
it.
A bit of Cossack dancing. Yeah. There's a bit of horizontal Cossack dancing going on in the Mexican camp the other night.
Well, there'll be a few babushka dolls too.
You can't say babushka on the radio, Jane. We've had this conversation. Good Lord, good luck to everyone, and well done to Mexico. Hey, they'll be playing.
By the way, Santiago Chilara tomorrow is going to give us a wrap-up.
Oh, he'll give us everything we need
to
know.
Part of our World Cup wrap-up.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Last night, I told you, I went out with my kids. We did a special night of the Notables. Yep. So then after that, mum on duty, I took another one of my young people out who's obsessed with dinosaurs. We went to see the new Jurassic World movie, which is rip-roaring, by the way.
It's good, is it?
Right.
Mixed reviews.
I loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. But to get there, we were getting an Uber. It was pouring with rain, and this is what happens, and I'm just curious to see if this is happening to other people at the moment. It said 6 minutes. So I went.
I like this discussion because you came into the office today and everyone had an opinion on this.
Okay, yeah. So it's just Uber X, confirm 6 minutes, bang. Next minute, it says, your driver is completing a trip nearby.
Oh,
it
bang.
Doubles
Snap.
To 12 minutes.
Snap.
Now I went, wow, 12 minutes. Don't know if I've got, I mean, you were going to be six, now you're 12. Here's my dilemma. Do I cancel and try and get another one?
Yeah. Do you have to pay for that? Do you pay a cancellation fee
if it's
days?
Under 5 minutes, you do, contacting them.
Right.
So then
and
I
your
go,
Uber rating goes down too, I think. Well, is that right?
My Uber rating stuff.
What's your Uber rating?
Oh, I don't want to say.
What's your Uber rating?
It's 4.67.
Oh,
what are
terrible.
You doing? Vomiting in the back
I don't
of those
know.
Things?
It's not me. Jeez. I'm lovely to everyone.
Difficult customer.
I was very nice too, and the guy.
What do you do? Glass your Uber
No. What's yours?
What have you in it?
What's yours?
4.5.
Oh, you're worse.
Shut up, Dave.
Of course it is.
I catch a lot of Ubers, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
One runner.
All right, so my dilemma was, in the end, 18 minutes we waited.
18
after
minutes.
After saying it was going to be 6.
You could miss the kickoff for Jurassic Park.
Correct. So I said to the guy, I wasn't upset with him, but I said, can you tell me, is that an algorithm in your app
Correct.
That's making you pick me up, or is that your choice? And he didn't really reply. So right. I just don't know whether it's happening with other
people.
So you
want to give us a call, 133353, if this has happened to you, because I confirm this.
I think
this.
That's not on.
I think the last three Ubers I've called have done exactly the same thing.
Picking up another passenger dropping off on the way.
Yep. Drop it, and then I watch it go out. Yes. It's like he's driving in the opposite direction. Correct. You're going 4 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, and now he's dropping someone else off.
Don't say you're going to pick me up if you're not.
Now
right
he's having
near
a
me.
Coffee. now he's at the drive-through. What's he doing?
I know. But we just want to know what's going on.
Is it a driver issue? Is it an Uber issue? But why all of a sudden is every Uber dropping someone else off? John's on the line. John, have you got any thoughts?
How you going, mate?
Hey, John. Yeah. What's up? Are you an Uber driver?
Yeah, so I'm an Uber driver part-time.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
So what happens, I wouldn't cancel if I was you.
Yep.
Your rating doesn't go down when you cancel, but the driver that gets picked up, he's the nearest driver to you after that drop-off location. So the reason it goes from 6 minutes to 12 minutes is because it's telling you he's 6 minutes away from the drop-off location.
I reckon that's a bit rich. That's not on.
I don't care if he's 6 minutes away from dropping someone else off. I want to know how far away he is from picking me up. I'm in a hurry.
Uber's just got to work it out on their app. That's all it is.
All right, so this sounds like an Uber issue.
But they're not bullshitting us, are they? When he says he's dropping someone else off nearby, he actually is. Is that right, John?
Yeah, there's no way he would mess around. Because
you want to pick up
as many fares as possible.
But John, he might be 6 minutes from dropping that person off. Then longer to get to me.
The other problem I'd have, Jane, there is, say, for example, I pick up Mick, and then he wants me to drop off somebody else at one location, and then go,
good call.
I'm calling BS on that. I don't like it.
But John's making a point.
I know. I'm not getting mad at John. Not getting mad at John.
Hey, John, take another star off it. Yeah, but it's getting harder. There used to be a time when I thought this was the best service ever. It'd go Uber 4 minutes and bang, in 4 minutes on the dot, the thing would be there. There seems to be now ghost cars or something, but you go, well, this guy's only just pipped the other guys to pick me up. And now he's dropping someone else off.
I think they have to work that out.
Get it right, Uber. Jim, what do you know?
G'day, mate. It's absolutely the bloody drivers. And see, they're doing what the cabbies did. They've got a monopoly of the market and now they're abusing it.
Right.
But you can watch them on the map and you can ring them.
But sometimes you can't, and it goes to that stupid number where the Sydney sort of corporate number, and you can't sometimes get through because that's what everybody wants.
What do they say when you ring them, Jim? Do you ever get through to your driver?
Mate, I've had a few. Like, sometimes you do it as a bit of a laugh. Like, you know, back in the day, you're waiting for a cab.
But what are you saying to him? What are you saying to the driver?
Come on, mate, pull your finger out. I'm in a hurry. Like, sometimes you're on the way to work, but, you know, if you're having a few beers, you can have a laugh.
Thanks, Jim. No worries, Jim. I just want to go to our next caller, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you going?
You're an Uber driver?
I am.
Yes. What do you know, Joe? What's happening? Give us the guff. Lay it out.
Well, you know, we're encouraged to take another request that comes in if we're the closest while we're still dropping somebody off.
This is what I fear. That's not on for me, Joe.
But that's ruining it for the original fare, for the person who's waiting and being told you're 5 minutes away.
That's
and now all of a sudden you're not, Joe.
Well, usually I've always thought that it was when you're given a time that it was, say, 5 or 6 minutes away, that it would be from the time that we drop off the rider that we've got in the car at the moment and then we come to you. I thought that was because when we get the request...
That's not the way I read it. When you say you're 4 minutes away, I presume you're four minutes away from me.
Yeah. Well, when I get the request, I'm told that you're like 10 minutes. But that 10 minutes is factoring in how far away I am from...
I'm annoyed that you're taking my fare and then deciding to take another one in the meantime.
Yes.
I don't think that's great service, and it never used to happen, Joe.
Joe, I was still going to ask you, do you like being an Uber driver?
I love being an Uber driver.
There's some good news.
It's more fun
than
being an Uber passenger these days. I've always been a big supporter of this, but this is a step backwards.
Come on, just stick with the original plan of what Uber was and the purpose. Stop adding your fancy fandangled things to it.
All right, what's Nick up to? Nick, what do you want to add to this?
How are you there?
Yeah, good, mate. What's going on?
Not much. The other night I ordered some Red Rooster off the Uber Eats and had an Uber driver. He was on his way to deliver it, just got a four cheesy nuggets and a couple of rooster rolls. And he took off down the freeway with me food.
Oh, what? But Nick, that's ridiculous. You can track him because you can see him. You've got all his details.
Not with a red rooster.
No.
All right, mate. Hey, very exciting news here coming up next. Alex Rance. We're going to talk children's books.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Alex Rance seems to be the perfect human. A Richmond Premiership, four All-Australians, and arguably the best defender in the league.
Moves it on quickly, Hams is the target, Rance left his man magnificently. He's a star, Alex Rance.
He's also founded his own high school academy.
You're going to be taught lessons and you're going to have to work hard because life isn't just going to serve you up exactly what you want.
He's an animal lover.
He is a Groodle.
Hey, stop sniffing my butt.
And he's now written a kid's book called Tigers Roar.
It was a cool experience, I think like a child, so it came quite naturally.
But in our evil quest to find dirt on him, we did stumble across this.
When you drink alcohol, you're just borrowing your happiness from tomorrow.
That sort of attitude won't fly on this show. Please welcome Alex Rance.
Wow. We'll still talk to you though, Alex. I will, at least.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Never speak ill of alcohol.
Not on this program. Hey, congratulations, mate. It's you've been published. This is your first book, I'm guessing.
Yeah, hopefully a couple more to come.
Where do you find time? Do you have a bit of spare time on your hands? You're lying around. You've just won a flag. You go, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I was in Africa, yep. And my wife wasn't feeling too great at the time. So I was doing a bit of reflecting and started to put some notes down about why we won the flag and some of the emotions that I was feeling. And then it just so neatly folded up into a nice kids book. So,
which was handy that you could be able to channel all those feelings and kids can relate to it because you are a bit of a kid at heart, you say.
Yeah, the funny thing was though, my wife, when I woke up, I said, I think I've written a kid's book, and she's like, I hope it's not about football. And I said,
actually, how long have I been asleep?
Yeah,
it's not. And clearly, it's about a tiger. And you did go to Africa, and we're just quickly talking about. And you've done one of my dream trips that one day I hope to do, and that is to go and see the gorillas.
Yeah, Rwanda was amazing. It's come quite a long way because it's had a pretty dark past.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
It's been worse times to go to Rwanda.
So it was really, really cool to go trekking up through the hills. And it's also what's amazing about it, not just the nature, it's the group you get as well.
Okay, so that would worry me about who I'm going to travel with.
Who do you reckon would be the worst person to go on a hiking trip where it's going to, you don't know the climate. And anything could happen.
Yeah, someone a bit girly like me. Be a bit worried.
An 80-year-old.
Well, you'd think that would be the worst, but yeah. There's this. He was a lovely fella. He was from China, and he was about 5'6". He was wearing Nike Freeze in like torrential rain in like a 60-degree incline.
Oh, a bit slippery.
And so he is slip sliding all over the joint, jumping in front of everyone's photos of the gorillas.
Oh, no.
And we're just like, mate, you're going to get eaten by one of these things if you're
get
not
out
careful.
Of the pool.
Just relax, buddy.
I saw you when you were in Rwanda. Now, can you correct me if I'm wrong, but did I not see on your Instagram account you in the back of an open top Jeep on the like Serengeti Plains miming to Toto?
Well, it only seemed apt.
Was it a little bit of this, Alex?
This brings back great memories.
Yeah.
I was just soaking in the sunshine.
It's taking you right back. Do you remember as a kid do you remember your first children's book? Because this is such a great thing to do and to get a child's mind at a young age. I remember clearly my very first children's books, the first ones I learned to read, from Richard Scarry books to Enid Blyton books to the three investigator books, which were the Hardy Brothers, all these early, very early stuff. Do you remember what was on your dial at a young age?
It's funny how books are almost like a bit of a time capsule, aren't they? They remind you of a time.
Yeah.
I think my first couple were Spot.
So, oh, yes, I know that.
Scrug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The book about Ty Vickery.
Yeah.
Whack. I used to always call him Grug because of his dreads that he had early days in his career.
Yeah.
And one of the other books was Three Musketeers. I read that when I was pretty young,
what
so that was one of my favourite ones.
To read. I'll tell you what, the last book I read was still from the Mr. Men group. That's what I'm doing.
I'll tell you, it is actually, people might take it for granted, writing children's books. It's one of the hardest parts of literature to actually get a grip on I mean, ask it. It's really hard to get one up and running. It's really hard to get one published. So how did you sort of get that through?
Oh, I think I might have probably blackmailed him with the fact that we just won a flag and I've got a book about a tiger. So they're just like, yep, sweet, no worries. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
And you've turned up with this. Can you tell us what the story? Can you do it succinctly?
So it's pretty much about the Tigers, pretty much a symbol of the history of the Richmond Football Club. It used to be at the top of the tree, and it's in its amazing era when KB and all those boys were running around, and then it spent a bit of time in the dirt. And then it's about getting back up and the group that brought it together and the different attributes that they had. So it's about being true to yourself and bringing your own strengths and not being something you aren't.
And we're, how far up the tree do you think we'll be this year?
Hey, settle down. Just
are we right at the top of
the
tree?
Let's hope we'll be up the tree again.
I want a sequel
to this book next year, well, which goes even better.
Another thing I want to quickly ask, Alex, I mean, it's very hard to just dismiss this as a quick question, but your academy, your school for year 11 and 12, can you just quickly run us through that?
Yeah, so it's something I'm really passionate about is pretty much just everyone living their best life and being really motivated to do that. And so education's one of those things where it's probably been left to rot a bit. And so I think it's really important that kids learn in a way that they're passionate and they have a pathway to go where they want to rather than just learning for the sake of learning.
And not just the traditional forms that have been for many years.
You need etiquette.
Kids need to learn differently sometimes.
Absolutely. And you need to learn according to your own personality type, but also according to where you want to go. There's no point in reading Shakespeare if you're not going to be a literary Shakespeare analyst.
Okay.
So, things like budgeting, home loans, knowing your personality type, all things like that are really important in the real world.
Could you take mature age students?
I think we're already enrolling.
Sounds really good.
We're enrolling Dusty again. We're enrolling Jack. We're enrolling. Koch doesn't need it. Koch is pretty well together.
Now, mate, I'm watching your Instagram account last night, and you had a very powerful message in relation to Eddie Betts and some just terrible discrimination against it. Do you mind if I play a bit of that on the show right now?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
This is Alex posted this yesterday.
I've been reflecting a bit about the weekend's incident with Eddie Betts, and I still am so astounded and shocked that this still happens in society today. It's so backward and unacceptable. And at what point did humanity ever become second place to such a trivial thing as a game? It's just a game that we play. We understand that it brings so much enjoyment and happiness to people's lives, but why aren't we focusing on that? Why aren't we focusing on the love, respect, and excitement and celebration that the game provides? Eddie Betts, of all players, is someone who you could always say brings that excitement and passion to our game. And it's so frustrating that at this point, it's still happening in our society. And I don't think the players can have a strong enough stance on this.
Well, well said, and well done for using the voice you have in the arena you have to stamp out bullshit like that.
What's the feedback you've had?
Dead right, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I've had some great feedback, but it's like anything in the world. There's people that just want to be heard, and I think probably the instance in the first place was someone just a bit of a cry for attention, because there's really two types of people in the world. One, that's they're just rotten to the core, and you can't change them. They're just always going to be rotten. And then there's the other people that are just blindly uneducated following the other nuffies.
Who you can turn.
Yeah.
Can you turn them with a bit of education, but a bit of calling out and going, mate, not cool.
I hope so. And the reason why it probably irked me was because as football players, we've all been on the pointy end of a bit of abuse, and I think this is one that really needs to be stamped out. We've sort of had enough of it, and it's gone past the point of
it has.
Well said.
Being beaten up.
Well said. And as
look,
I say, Eddie Betts.
Yeah, I mean, for goodness sake.
Crikey.
Now, if only you'd achieved anything. So, anyway.
Yeah, you're making us all look bad. Settle down.
Been great to have you in. Really has been. And we really wish you success with your book, Tigers Roar.
Thanks, guys.
Go and get that out of your bookshops. And get it for your kids. They'll love it.
Good luck against Geelong on the weekend, more importantly.
Yeah. Got to get
how
the
are
win.
We looking?
We
got to
get the win, don't we?
How far away is Rioli?
I think he might just miss this week.
Okay.
But Yeah, he'd be all good right. to get back, wouldn't he?
Well, are we playing a song or going to ads?
We might go to a commercial break, but by the way, the front bar tonight, Alex is going to appear
Alex,
in the front
bar. Yes, a special guest tonight. We're Can't on. Wait to get you on board. One of our few current day players that we've managed to snaffle, so it's going to be a great chat tonight.
Special treat.
Looking forward to it.
After the footy tonight.
Good on you.
The book's called Tigers Roar. That's Alex Rance. We've got the Prime Minister next, Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's a corker. It's a keeper.
It is a keeper.
Bottle it.
Don't worry about that.
Do not miss out. Mick Coyne, back up and about.
There's not how many left? There's only got to be
eight.
Eight?
Eight. Rare as hen's teeth they are.
They
and
sure
I'll accept
are.
A hen's tooth.
I still have to have that dinner for you.
Oh, yeah.
God, when's that going to happen? I better do that.
Pretty
hey,
soon.
We've got to look at
I'm bringing
open...
some Mexicans.
They're banned from my place.
Right.
We've got some open for inspection real estate stories. We want to hear
some
if
shockers.
You've got any.
Some
and it involves
horrors.
Bathroom use.
Oi!
Yes or no?
We'll get to the bottom of that. Our good mate Lawrence Mooney will be popping by for a bit of a chin wag.
He will. I think there might be some lyrics coming up, music lyrics.
He's up to something. Thing. I can't tell you what it is.
Interesting.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, so much more, but should we start at the top?
Why not?
And when I say top with the big fella, the guy who runs the whole show, this big proud nation, it is Malcolm Turnbull. How are you, Malcolm?
Hello to you, Michael, and hello to you, Jane Kennedy. Always nice to be on Kennedy Malloy, and hello to everybody across Australia listening on the Triple M network. I'm very excited to be here today.
How was your Queen's birthday weekend?
It was massive. We had an all-in up at the Piper. We called our guy up. It was a long weekend.
What do you mean? What guy?
I think everybody knows what I mean. We called our guy, and it was all in, all on the table, and then into the jacuzzi, and what happens up at the Piper on Queen's birthday stays up at the Piper. I've only just started to come down, to tell you the truth. I was really having one of those quite surreal moments on Tuesday morning, I think it was.
What are you talking about?
Well, I went for a swim with Christopher Pine, and I thought, he looks like a young dugong. And we love having a swim together at the parliamentary gymnasium, and of course, whenever Krista and I have a swim, I always towel him off afterwards like a little boy. He likes to ruffle his hair up and then I dry his bot for him. No, I'm only kidding. He does his privates. But no, it was tremendous. And I'm not a royal.
You're not a royalist, are you?
I'm a Republican.
You are.
But still, I like to observe the Queen's birthday long weekend. And look at the honours too. It's good to see some people being rewarded. Your friend Tom Glasner.
Yes, got the gong.
What a great man doing great work in the community he is, and a funny man indeed.
What about me? Do you think I would have thought my name would have come across your desk at some stage there.
Well, it has, Michael, but of course, because you're a pinko, maybe if Titch Shorten gets in, you might get a gong, but not on my watch.
Not on your watch, fair call.
You slagged me off too many times, even though you always make me feel welcome on the air. We know what stripe you are politically.
All right.
You might even be a bit of a greenie, aren't you? Sometimes
I have
your
no
personal
time for the
hygiene
greens.
Does leave something to be desired. Rubbing your genitals with a crystal, Michael, isn't personal hygiene.
All right,
Turnbull, now we're going to get on to the English language test is back on the table. Now, is this dog whistle politics? What's going on?
Well, immediately when you say English language test, everybody thinks it's to keep migrants out and that it's just some kind of racist attack on people using English as the second language, and no, it isn't. The English language test will be retrospective, and if people can't use the language properly and pronounce all of the letters in all of the words, then they will have their citizenship cancelled and they'll be sent to New Zealand.
So severe.
Okay, if they say arcs, people who say arcs, they're out, gone. If you
Fair
say
enough.
Medium strip instead of median strip, out you go. If you're saying, I want to make this point specifically, and you say pacifically, people who say pacifically,
I'm
gone.
I'm fond
they're
of that.
Gone.
What about et cetera?
They're gone to the South Pacific.
Et cetera,
yes,
of course.
Et cetera
performance, there's another one. Escape, and of course, one of my favourites, vulnerable. If you can't use the L in vulnerable, then you have no place in this country. So it's not dog whistle politics. It's just about speaking properly and enjoying those rounded vowel sounds.
That you so love.
I do love them. I love them up the piper. I love them everywhere.
You like them up the piper?
Well, that's where I live.
Please don't encourage him.
Everyone loves a rounded vowel sound up the piper. You're more than welcome anytime.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
And Lawrence Mooney is joining us from the Gold Coast.
Yay. What are you doing on the Gold Coast?
I'm going to be Malcolm Turnbull for the CFMEU this evening, and it is like singing to the choir.
Oh, they will
it
love
always
that.
Starts with a chant of F.U. Turnbull, and, and then I say, I'm going to crush you. What about the ABCC? You're all going to jail. Well, look at you. You look like a barkie. Have you got a meth lab? And they just love it.
Come on.
They love
and
it.
You are
people
away.
Go, he has got a meth lab.
Anyway. Well, you'll be in a hot tub with Bernard Tomic in about an hour, yes. I reckon. If I know your behaviour and the Gold Coast. What are you doing?
I want to call on your comic genius, collective comic genius. Of course, you've got so much behind you. The Late Show, of course, all the D-Gen stuff, Crackerjack, of course, all that Working Dog stuff that you've done, Jane. I've been working on a sketch with Brendo, who anchors the show, The Big Breakfast.
He's The Big Breakfast in Brisbane.
Monday
great breakfast show. Love it.
And he's a very funny man. And we've been working on a little sketch that I want your help with. So
we'll try.
It's called HR Records, and we're all executives from HR Records, okay? Mm-hmm. So so here we go. Just play along. So welcome to HR Records, guys. I've got to call Ivor Davies in. Can you send Ivor Davies in, please?
Okay.
G'day, Ivor. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Listen, we've got a bit of a problem with some of your lyrics. Can we just have a listen to this? Thank you, man. Thanks, Dave. Listen, if the little girl's hiding from you and she's running away, maybe she doesn't want to know you to know where she's going to hide next. Okay, Ivor? So maybe sort that stuff out.
Ivor Davies.
Yeah.
Dear,
okay.
Can
you send in Mark Hunter from Dragon, please?
Oh, hello. Wow.
Yeah, let's have a listen to this, Mark. We've got a bit of a problem here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Mark, if you need to ask, maybe err on the side of caution. And stop repeating the question. You're badgering the witness. All right, Mark? So thanks very much. We love your work, too.
All right. Good stuff.
Could you send Rod Stewart in, please?
Oh, Rod Stewart. Geez.
Oh, Rod.
What's
Rod?
What's he done?
Let's have a listen to this. Consensual issue. Maybe don't be insistent, Rod. Yeah. Maybe tonight's the night. Have you got anything to add to Rod there? Anything for Rod, guys?
No, before? Just don't.
Okay, thanks, Rod. Thanks for dropping by. And always love the scarf and the soccer. Great stuff.
He's a bit up himself, too. Yeah. Sorry.
If he can get lucky wearing that scarf, good on him, I say.
Yeah, that's what
I
say, too.
He's
very close friends with Elton John during the 70s too. He kept everybody happy.
What are you saying?
Could you send him
on the left foot, good on the right foot.
Absolutely. Good on both sides of the body.
Is that an expression?
could you send in Rico Kasich from the Cars, please?
Oh, the
please?
Cars.
Well, what could they possibly have to answer to?
Rick, come in. Would you like a drink of water? Are you feeling well? Rick, of course, passed away. Anyway, let's have a listen to this. Who's going to hold it down?
Wow. We're going to have to let you go, Rick.
Rick.
We're going to have to let you go, mate.
Okay, we shouldn't be holding anyone down.
Yeah, just for starters.
And if she's shaking, maybe call a doctor. I don't know, it might be a medical condition. There might be a bit of an issue there.
Stand clear, please, Rick.
Oh, gosh, you're busy today in HR,
we are busy,
aren't you?
At HR Records.
Who else? Yeah. Who's next?
And thanks for joining. Well, this is finally, we've had to have this chat, I'm afraid. Can you send Bruce Springsteen in, please?
A boss?
Oh, dear. What's the boss done?
Jeez.
Bruce, these lyrics. I'm on fire. Let's just have a listen to this, mate. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? Now, hold on. Bruce, I don't care how bad your desire is. If, why are you asking her her daddy's home, and what are you doing around at her place? Just go and get a hobby, Bruce.
Lawrence, you've got your very calming HR.
Bruce, we're going to have to ask you to wear this anklet, just so we know where you are.
Stay
and do
away.
Not go within 500 metres of a primary school.
And don't answer the front door, little girl.
No. All right, are we all done?
I think we are.
Well, I thought you might have to talk to someone at Mondo Rock, by the way, actually, but come said the boy, just quietly.
Come said the boy.
Right, good meeting. Good meeting, guys.
Yeah, she had much older men the first time. Not a great lyric. Shall we finish with Inner Circle?
Oh, yes. Reggae band, right?
Yeah, why don't we try that? Can we see Inner Circle, please?
Want to bring them in?
Get them in, yeah.
Have a listen.
Girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. No.
Sounds so up.
Guys.
Sounds such a happy, jaunty song.
Yeah. You seem like such a relaxed crew. I love the dreadies and the dope smoking. It's what we love here at HR Records. But those lyrics, seriously, sort your stuff out.
Sweating no good. All right.
Pushing.
Good meeting.
Thank you.
Good meeting.
All right.
Okay, good meeting, guys. Thanks very much.
Hey, Loz, good night tonight on the Goldie.
Yeah, go see FMEU.
Yeah,
all right, what could go wrong?
Hey, by the way, there's some more irreverent Big Mal videos at Big Mal Turnbull on Facebook as well. Thanks to Lawrence Mooney. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
One of the things that sends shudders through people is open for inspection, because it's such a pain to do.
So annoying.
To keep your house tidy all that time and
pressure.
You know.
I have to get the people who do crime scenes. Clean up crime scenes. And they have to go
They're really, really, really good.
I literally
good
move out. So I've had a couple open for inspection. I move out.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Just go,
so it's not
I
tempting.
I can't be bothered having to fix everything up every time to make it look like no one was here.
That's true. But there's also etiquette involved, you would think. But here's a story that happened actually to a girl, Sarah McGilvray, who works on radio at Nova, another station in Sydney. She and her husband, James, had their house open for inspection, and they'd, you know, put the flowers out. You know, you can bake the bread, you can do all that nice
music
thing.
On.
Music, bit of coffee.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe they did that. That's what
potpourri.
I would do. You get all the advice on that. They're in Balmain. They came back after the inspection sitting around, and they went, that's a bit of a weird smell. What's that? They went to the bathroom, and Sarah says, there were some footprints on the floor. But that wasn't it. People had taken their liberties and used the facilities in some very graphic way.
Dropped the kids off at the pool.
Yes.
Punched one out, parked a loaf.
And I don't even know if it was one. It was apparently a lot.
Hang on,
well, I think
what
it was. Well, you talked about a crime scene, and I'm pretty much sure that's what it was like. Now, this is Sarah's big dilemma, right? Because she said, how early on in the piece was that behaviour done? And her drama was, oh, my God, what if the people thought that was
that
us?
That was the family.
And that's how we left our...
That's 20 grand right there.
Yes.
It could be.
Your reserves just come down 20 grand.
It's
reckon.
Dreadful.
Why? Logging the...
It's dreadful. Well, so there's another one that I've got for you.
Yes, please.
This is a New Zealand real estate agent, and he went in to a couple's house... and they were they're selling their house. Mm. He went in and saw that the beds weren't made because he was having people come. So he made the beds. But he's been taken to the tribunal.
For what?
Because
For
tidying up. He should have left things and to move a few things around to make it look nice.
He's meddled.
He got stung for about $1,000.
What?
$1,000. That's ridiculous.
$1,000 fine for going because he did text them, but she never received it. She didn't reply. He went into their property and he made the bed. Now, if someone does that to me...
Give me my address. Give me my address. If any time you want to pop round, I'll get you a key.
Please.
Well, I've been a couple of these. One that was called off, it was at a warehouse where there was just the real estate agent at the front going, no one's going in there.
Oh, really?
So they'd had... And I knew their owner at the time. And let's just say he was a nightclub owner.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day.
Wow.
And they just said, he goes, no one is going in there. Start going home. And as he's saying this, the door creaks open. And a couple of girls with shoes in their hands as if they're running out of court or something.
Oh, my God.
That was it. I went to another one where there was a guy asleep in a bed.
What?
So he hadn't got out.
No.
This was for a rental property. Yeah. But he's going, have a look. Shh, just don't wake them.
Oh, no.
And my one, this happened to me. I swear this is true.
Yeah.
I had my house up for inspection. As I, same day every day, Saturday, midday. You know I like to have a big Friday night.
I do.
So what I would do is I would not stay at my house on Friday night. So I moved into the Hilton.
That sounds wise.
So
yeah.
Friday night I would go stay at the Hilton, find out what time
the inspection
open for inspection, 12:30, yeah. And then I would go home at 1:30.
And all good.
All would be good. So anyway, had a massive night. I end up going home. It's 1:30. I put the key in the door. It's coast clear.
Yep.
I stripped out. I'm walking around in my underpants.
Sure.
I'm in the front room. I've got a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I smoke it. And I hear the key go in the door.
What?
And he walks with a sandwich board, going, "Dude, what's going on?" I go, "Mate, you've been open for inspection." He goes, "No, mate, they're all out the front."
Oh, right?
You got the time wrong.
So
did you?
Listen, and let's just say, I backed one. Oh. It's quite wolfy. But how's this? He goes, "Dude, they're out the front."
No.
I have to pack a bag and scarper over my own back fence. And off I go.
Nick, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, oh, he was shocked. He's going, "What is going?" That's right, because I had a horse running that day. So I had the form guide out.
What a
sight. I'm sitting there in my underpants smoking a cigarette with the form guide out, and it's a bit woofy.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah, and he's got a bunch of people out there.
Tell us your crazy stories if you've got one. 1-333-53. Give us a call now and let us know about your open for inspections.
Take your calls right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Did you light a match or anything after that?
Mate, let's not back over that one. It was just a very uncomfortable experience. I thought I was in the privacy of my own home. I wasn't.
No.
Anyway,
dear
I...
Dear God, did you sell it in the end?
Yeah.
Of course you must have,
a much reduced price.
We're talking about difficult situations that you might find yourself in. We're having an open for inspection.
Yep.
Things you might not bargain for in the process that you're having inspection or you discover when you're looking.
Strange stuff that's happened.
Strange stuff that's happening. Yeah. Tom.
Yeah, hi, how you going?
Good, Tom. What happened to you?
I met an agent in Brisbane.
Okay. Yep.
And I was helping another agent and we were doing an open home. We had about 15 minutes to go. And you know when you've had a dodgy carry the night before?
Oh, dear.
Right, here
dear
we
God.
Go.
Yeah. Yep.
Game on. Like, yep. Game on. Yep.
So you're in a property.
Yep. And I've looked at the other agent and said, "Sorry, man, I've got to go."
Yep.
So I've gone in there, done the thing.
Yep.
And flushed, and it was only like a half flush. And I'm thinking, uh-oh.
Okay.
And then the tank wasn't filling up.
Oh, no.
What's going on? Why?
The water's been turned off.
Oh, Tom.
Not
a good situation.
You want to call that one off, I reckon. That's right.
No, we just put the other agent just... said, "Nah, that's just a toilet, don't go in there." And
stay clear of that one.
Whatever you do, don't go in there.
They said that might be a
good on you, Tom.
Minutes.
Thanks for the call, mate. Michael, what happened to you, mate?
Yeah, hello. My wife and I, well, girlfriend at the time, were sleeping when our, unbeknownst to us, real estate agent showed our unit that we were to move out of.
What?
He showed that to some potential clients, which we were freaked
morning.
Out
about.
Morning!
Did you wake up?
No, we did. Well, we woke up when we heard the front door close, not when it opened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were not happy at all.
I can imagine.
At least you weren't going at it. That would have been worse, Michael. So, well played. Keith, what happened to you, mate?
Hey, guys. Just last weekend, actually, I looked at an open house. Well, it wasn't actually open house. The agent showed us the house, and he said, "Downstairs is a great garage," so we had a look. He says there's a bit of a storage room that the guy uses as a cellar.
Mm.
So I've sort of looked in round to the right, and here's a big box of wine. I looked in, and there was actually some of that Duff beer.
Oh.
And sitting next to the Duff beer was a table which had about half a dozen adult fun toys.
Oh, geez.
Sitting there like I was on display for sale.
Like they'd set them out neatly.
Yeah.
They were just
like awards.
Well, perhaps they were supposed to cover them and had to rush out at the last minute. And I looked at the guy and I said, "This is a really good seller, isn't it? You'd have some fun in here." He had no idea what I was talking about. Yeah. He didn't look.
All right. Well, it sounds like one of those
Sounds a little...
It's a celery. Sounds a bit dungeony to me.
That sounds a bit dungeony. That's what I thought that was going.
At least it wasn't a severed head or something. I mean, that's when you would have gone, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Too much.
Andrew, what have you discovered on your open for inspections?
Yeah, look, moving across to Melbourne and looking for an inner city place to rent. Went into a nice little bit of student accommodation and there was a full-size pig in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just not. Jeez. You wouldn't just see that inner city in a
You would have thought
backyard.
Everyone in Melbourne did that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would think so.
Did you get the place, Andrew?
No, I thought we'd plan to put an offer in on that one, but
I'll tell you what.
No grass left in the backyard.
We're about 6 months' supply of pork. If I'd have moved in, let me tell you. What happened to the pig? Nothing.
Yeah. More prosciutto?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think we've got time for one more. Yeah. Nick, how are you going?
Oh, good day, everyone.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, years ago, my wife and I were looking at places, and we went turned up to a place, and the only way to get through was to walk through the land room. The only issue was the bloke who was renting there was... sitting there playing his Nintendo and everyone had to step over his cords to get through. And he was sitting there quite unhappy with everybody.
What a nightmare.
What a knob.
Yeah.
That is just pathetic.
Douchebag. He's a chattel. He comes with the house.
Oh, what a lazy douche.
Hate those people.
Me too. Thank you, Nick.
All right. They've got to live too.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Get
go
off.
Down the shops for
get
a
off your Nintendo
You would have been terrible
minutes.
To live with.
No.
You would have been.
Well,
did you, when did you stop? When did you stop living in shared houses?
Oh, a few years ago now.
Right.
We had fun shared houses.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You went backpacking, didn't you? You go backpacking recently?
Yeah. It doesn't count when it's
Can't
with your family.
It. Can't see it myself. No. All right. Well done, all. That was good.
Yeah, like it.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
The world's newest and best currency, Mintcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. Mick's got 8 coins left.
I will swap it for a pot coin.
A pot coin?
What's that?
What's his name's over there in...
With Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a...
I wonder how he's going.
Good drop.
I hope he's recovered.
Still on
he
the
was
blood.
Very emotional.
Yeah. We've got a trailer for a Trump film which
we've got time
played.
To do
we
that?
May have time to do it today. We
right.
might have to do it
it's
tomorrow.
Quite bizarre.
But it's really maybe we'll do it for Clown of the Week.
Could be a good idea.
All right, 8 Mitcoin left. Let's start
Open
with
Open up
Flip.
The lines.
What do you got goods and services wise for a Mitcoin?
G'day, Mick and Jane. How are you?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, I've got every year, every December, I do my lawn up in complete Christmas lights. It's massive.
Yeah.
My pride and joy is a 3-metre inflatable Santa that thousands of people walk past, and I'm prepared the whole of December to get a cardboard cut out of you, Mick, or a big photo and stick it on the inflatable Santa and make you the centrepiece of my Christmas lights.
Sold.
Yeah.
That sounds really awesome. I would love to see that. Little fat Santa with a little belly.
It's not a little fat
chubby
Santa.
One.
It's a big
fat Santa.
Santa.
A jowly sort of one.
Hey, Jane, that's unbelievable.
And he loves a beer.
Oh, there you
go. And you know what I'll do? I'll come round in a Santa costume and just sit on the lawn.
Okay? Yes.
Kang, hello, girls. That's me up there.
Oh, dear God.
How about a...
Help us.
Well done, Flip.
Well done, Flip. 2.5-metre Santa. How dare you? Don't you ever say that about me again. Bruce, what do you got for a Mitcoin?
Earlier, you were talking about children's books. I've probably got the opposite.
Yep.
I've got a pop-up picture book, and it's the Kama Sutra.
A pop-up Kama Sutra, that could take your eye out.
that's got a few years on it, though. I remember
like
when they came out.
Yeah. And now it's been lightly raced, hasn't it? Bruce, it hasn't been. I don't have to get it down to forensics or anything.
None
no,
of the pages are stuck together.
Thank you, Bruce.
You asked for
right.
that.
Yeah,
well, you asked for that.
Well,
thanks,
Look forward to that. Popping that under the tree. Okay, gone. Sonia, what have you got, Sonia?
Hi there. I'm prepared to offer you my silence, Mickey.
Your silence?
Well, otherwise I have a pretty huge expose about table 42, a tiger snake, and a 5-iron.
Wait, hang on. What?
Okay.
So if I give you
this
Bitcoin,
is a golfing
I'll give you Bitcoin
story.
And you won't tell that story?
Hang on.
Correct.
Oh, Sonia.
Sold.
I'm going to get your number.
Yeah, we need to talk.
All right, you can tell it. What was it?
Many years ago, I was a food and beverage manager at a golf club, and one of my staff come running upstairs to me in sheer terror, telling me that you were dancing on table 42 with your 5-iron because there was a tiger snake in the bistro.
Hang on, you're dancing on a table, Mick Malloy?
With a
5-iron, because there's a tiger snake there.
I said, bugger off, I'm busy, I have not time for this, it's end of month. And he said, but I promise you, Mick Malloy's dancing on it. I said, well, I have to go and see this. So down I marched and there was about a 40-centimetre baby tiger snake.
Oh, it was a little baby tiger snake.
Hey, this thing was a monster.
Well, I tried to catch it and it reared up at me, so I then backed off myself.
Thank you. Well done, Sonia.
Thank you, Sonia.
I'll be having that McCoin back now. Well done, Sonia. All right, Brad, what do you got?
Well, Mick, I have for you the PC flight simulators, including the Australian Defence Force C-130s and
707s. Oh, C-17s?
No.
Does that involve Mick having to actually use a computer?
It involves Mick actually having to have a few drinks, sit at a PC and see how many times he can crash.
Sold.
It'll be fun. Is it hard to operate?
Don't know. Dad was a pilot. He liked it.
Well, we're hopefully that your dad
So if I could fly one of those, I can fly a plane?
He did. That's how he did it.
Yeah, it sounds like your dad was actually trained to do that. Let's not get Mickey in the sky yet. Thank you. Thanks, Brad.
All right.
Well, you've done very well. How many have you got rid of?
Annette. We'll take Annette. Well, okay. I've got four. I'm not sure. Sonia, we're Jewies out. Annette.
Hello. Big fan. Pleased to be on the air, Mick. I'm a qualified podiatrist. I'd be happy to cut your toenails. I have hazmat boots. Good. I've got the glasses. If they bounce off the walls, I've got good reflexes. Very happy to cut your toenails.
Pardon me.
Sold.
Did you just say you've got the glasses in case when you cut Mick's thick, long toenails?
Well, like safety goggles.
Yep.
Safety goggles.
Exactly.
They bounce off the walls.
Absolute necessity because you've got a, you know, protection for all.
I don't know if I'm going to eat my dinner tonight.
Those sort of yellow, busted, twisty looking things they are. So.
Well, it's worth a Mick call.
And you can cut the nails on my 3-metre Santa.
I'll look forward to it.
All right. Well done, and while you're doing that, I'll be reading my pop-up Karma Sutra.
Yes. Have fun with that.
Fun all around. Well done. How many to go?
Two left. There's two coins to go.
Don't do it today. Save it tomorrow. Save it for tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, big day tomorrow.
All right. Well done. Thanks to all the callers. And by the way, if you've got something to serve up for Mick, you go to the Facebook at Kennedy Malloy and maybe take a picture of what you'd like to trade for a Mick coin.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Bosch Tools. And it's the Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries. Good, better, Bosch.
Wow. Yeah. The Bosch.
I love them.
I love the Bosch.
Me too.
I'm a battery fiend.
Are you?
Oh, hang on.
Don't know if you want a Bosch in that department.
No, not this one.
No, this is going to go too hard. That's a good battery. That's a big battery.
You don't want the 18V. That's for sure.
Jesus, Jake.
Bloody
Kennedy.
Hell.
We love the Bosch, yes. And we like promoting the Bosch. I'm not sure that's the right way to go. Do you know what I love?
Jade's a battery girl.
Hey, do you know what I love about the Bosch?
What do you love, man?
Everything.
I know. Even the way it's spelt.
It's German engineering. Well, you look at the Germans and you tell me, what do you trust most about the Germans? The ability to engineer is like no others. Yeah. We're like a bunch of idiots.
Well-oiled
in the basement
machine.
Mucking around. While they're in there, like in the... Head doing all the heavy lifting down the pointy end of the lab, getting it right like they always do.
Tell us more about the lithium battery, Dave.
Well, it's what have you got, Dave?
It's compatible with over 60 Bosch Blue 18-volt power tools.
How many?
So,
60.
So you've got your power tools in the shed. You go, oh, man, you know, it's going to fit. It's going to fit there and it's going to last
60 different attachments, Jake.
Listen.
There you go. And backed with a 6-year warranty.
Very efficient.
A 6-year warranty.
How's that? Lasts forever.
Well, you'd be a bit tired by then.
Need a retread. The battery will outlast everyone involved.
All right.
The Bosch Core 18V 6.3-volt battery is the best built battery
on the planet. Say it again. I love it. It's like sexy talk.
All right. It's the Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries, now backed by a 6-year warranty. Good, better, Bosch.
Bang! Well done, Bosch. God love you. Hang about. You make the world a better place. Hey, the Lighthouse Foundation. Now, I love this mob. You know, these are people who do great things with young kids,
yes,
homeless
I know.
Kids.
It's very
They're
important
a great
foundation.
Organization. I've hosted a few of their lunches. I really respect the work they do. Today, Thursday, 14th of June, is Lighthouse's annual major fundraising campaign. Where for 24 hours, every donation that you make is matched 4 times. Now, they set themselves a target. It was 60,000. Check out my Instagram. You can
600, was it? Or 60?
Sorry, 600,000.
Yeah, 600,000, yeah.
Bang! Got it.
Oh,
we're on the way. Well done. So there's a new target.
It's so hard to raise that much money. So that's amazing support. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, people are basically good and they recognise a group of people who are doing something good for the community. And it does not get any more grassroots than helping out and finding homes and education for homeless kids.
Oh. I mean, look,
the most vulnerable of people course. In our society need to be looked after. He and these guys are hard at it every day.
Now, just go to 4upday.com.au to donate because they still want funds. Just because they've reached the target doesn't mean they stop. So please continue on in doing that.
4upday.com.au. Get involved. Every cent counts. And you are changing lives by getting involved with the Lighthouse Foundation. So
good. Now, doing Front Bar tonight.
Front Bar tonight. Well, Alex Rance, who is on the show, will be on the show tonight. We'll be looking at his children's book.
Got a double pass, by the way, if you want to go. If you're in Melbourne, 133353, first caller through gets the tickets.
Yeah, that's on immediately after the football tonight on Channel 7. There's someone else involved. Who else was it?
You?
We got Santo.
Oh, Santo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's.
Santo's going to do a World Cup
that's cool. We know he's all over that.
As well, and he'll be in on the show tomorrow.
Terrific. He'll be on our show tomorrow.
He's across all that stuff, Santo. It'll be a good show. Tune in. Love it.
We've also got, of course, Clown of the Week tomorrow, which will be good.
We have Clown of the Week, and there'll be. We didn't get round to Trump today. We've got a big trailer to play.
We'll do that. Well, you know what?
You'll get a mention.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
One day, I take. Listen. How many? Last week,
will
2 days
you
were gone. No. That is not going to fly with me anymore. You sticking it to me for missing one day when I have.
I defended you yesterday.
Oh. I don't think you did. Not from what my friends tell me.
What friends said
that you got stuck into me because you read out. You said again on air that I'm not a woman of the people. Because twice in my life I went away with my girlfriends to Paris and you said I regularly joined.
You regularly go to Paris to drink champagne at 9 o'clock in the morning in their little brasseries.
No. Well, I've done it twice in my life, so you can rack
off. And then bring home some crockery for the peasants. Yes. That's pretty much how it read to me. This is you. I'm reading.
It's very nice crockery.
Mick's fouled up, though, because there's no mention of Mick in the article either.
There's no mention of me at all.
Look, I try.
And a perfunctory one from the actual journalist. By the way, it's just a show with Mick Malloy.
Well, it's not my fault if they're not interested in you.
Oh, don't you worry about
people are a bit over you.
Wait, there's just no room out there with you hogging all the limelight.
Oh, well.
What are you coming out tomorrow?
I've told you, it's my time to shine.
Fishing, camping, boating.
Shine.
Of that next week?
I might be.
Santo to join us tomorrow. Join us big Friday.
You can say no.
That's it. Kennedy, you can say no.
The new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good. Better. Bosch.